Emperor's New Clothes is a fairy tale. Danish author Hans Christian Andersen published it in 1837 alongside The Little Mermaid. As part of a collection of fairy tales, The Emperor's New Clothes quickly became very popular. The classic fairy tale features an emperor who has a reputation for being obsessed with fashionable and ornate clothing. Two swindlers come to town announcing themselves to be weavers. The swindling weavers claim that they can tailor garments that are so precious that only the most competent of individuals can actually see them. The emperor is thus hoodwinked into paying them to make his lovely new wearable finery. This way, the emperor believes that he can weed out any unworthy members of his staff by means of discovering their ignorance as to how magnificent his new clothes are. And of course, everyone agrees that his new costume is a perfect fit, for no one wants to be seen as incompetent. The Chattanooga Theater Center is bringing back The Emperor's New Clothes with a twist of plot and a taste of vaudeville. Youth theater director Maria Chatton Carter explains.
It's the basic story of The Emperor's New Clothes, the Hans Christian Andersen, but we have written it. It's an original piece, and we have set it in an old vaudeville theater. And the emperor is the kind of headlining act of the theater, and the two scoundrels come in to audition, and he basically tells them that they're not any good, and so they decide to take revenge on him, and they become his costumers, and they have this special material that only people who have talent can see it. And so then that's how they kind of get him to buy into the whole, this is what I have to have.
In the original fairy tale, the emperor is so caught up in his appearance that he has little time for anything else. He does not go out to see about his kingdom, except to show off his latest costume piece. In CTC's version, the emperor is a talented actor and the head of his own vaudeville-style theater troupe. But this emperor, too, seems only to care for himself. This emperor of vaudeville treats others with disdain. Jordan Alexander plays the emperor in this production.
His name is Jacques Jean-Claude Pierre Henri, but nobody can pronounce that properly, or they can't pronounce it. So everybody just calls him the emperor. He loves his clothes. He can't have enough clothes. He has to look good all the time. It's all about him. And some things that aren't about him have to be about him, or I have to play them, because everything is about my character.
The cast for this youth theater production of The Emperor's New Clothes ranges in age from 7 to 18. There are 13 roles in the production, and the unlucky 13th member of this cast is the stage manager of The Emperor's variety show. The other roles feature various types of classic vaudeville stage acts.
We see a couple acrobats, and then there's a magician and his assistant, and a ventriloquist and a clown, and little girls that are dancing, and so it's the whole kind of vaudeville feel. You have all these different acts, and at the end they're putting on their Christmas spectacular show, and the emperor comes out at the end wearing just boxer shorts and a tank top, and the clown, who hasn't spoken through the entire show, ends up saying, you know, he's not wearing anything, and then all the rest of the cast is like, you know what, you're right, he really isn't. So he runs off, and the scoundrels end up saving the show.
CTC's rendition of The Emperor's New Clothes uses slapstick, physical comedy, and goofaws for children to enjoy, but there is also humor and sly jokes mixed in for the adults. Will Hunt plays one of the acrobats in this production. The acrobats, like many of the performers in The Emperor's troupe, worry that they are not talented enough to see The Emperor's clothes.
We're acrobats that are like from a foreign country, and we can't speak very fluently. We kind of have arguments, but we do like different kinds of like tricks and stuff, and we practice for the performance. And the emperor asks us to go see the clothes, but we don't see it, but we pretend like we do because we want to be talented. So we both pretend like we wanted to see it, because we didn't want to admit that we were both not talented, but we just said we were.
The two acrobats will be working on the trapeze for this variety show. There are also little dancing girls and a sad clown who sweeps the stage and tries to emulate the other performers. In the end, the sad clown, played by Damon Miller, also tells the moral of the story. Actress Gigi Dodson plays the stage manager at the Emperor's Theater. Dodson says her character is stressed out about the coming show and doesn't want to be fired, so she tells the Emperor the truth.
She does. She tells him that he's not wearing any clothes, and she tries to tell him that he should get another costume, but he doesn't listen to her.
The unlucky stage manager also seems to spread mishaps wherever she goes. Then there's the magician and his assistant, who is secretly better at magic than he is. And two scoundrels named Lynn and Flynn, who hoodwink the Emperor out of revenge. And to round out the spectacle, there's the ventriloquist slash fortune teller. Noah Swope is the fortune teller in CTC's The Emperor's New Clothes.
I play the fortune teller, but I only speak my fortunes through my puppet, and I'm a really bad ventriloquist. I sort of tell fortunes that have already happened and pretend that no one's supposed to know them. Basically, I just repeat recent news. Or not so recent news.
Carter said the cast members were familiar with Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale, but that they didn't know much about vaudeville. So she showed them some vaudeville classics, like the Flying Karamazov Brothers and Jeff Dunham. Then she gave each of them a persona and some acts to play. The youth cast helped to fill in the details using improv and their own imaginations. She said that a lot of the preparation was about showing the cast how to play it out to the audience. The actors were also encouraged to bring their own bag of talents to the production. Carter asked them in auditions to show her what they could bring to this vaudeville-style fairy tale.
And when they're doing something in rehearsal and everybody laughs, they're like, oh, that really worked. So it's been fun. The kids, I think, have really enjoyed it.
Carter says the moral of the play is to be careful to treat others with kindness and respect, because everybody has value. This adaptation of The Emperor's New Clothes was written by Maria Chatton Carter and the youth theater cast at the Chattanooga Theater Center. It differs from the fairy tale by the same name, but it is still steeped in the Emperor's pride and the terrible exposure his new clothes bring him. The Emperor's New Clothes runs through December 18th on the Circle Stage. For more information, follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.